The auditorium is empty this morning, so far as people, but praise and worship is strong in the house of the Lord today. Thank you, praise and worship team, because always it should really be this way. We do what we do in worship for an audience of one, and that is God Almighty, first and foremost always. And then you who are worshiping from home today, I hope you've been able to sense the anointing that's in your house, just like it is God's house today. I want to take just a minute to thank this great team. They're brave people, but they immediately wanted to come and be a part of our worship service, even though it's different today for all churches throughout our nation and around the world. But every week you're a blessing. You always take us into the presence, and that's the most important thing. Oliver Bruton, our leader, our great singers, Missy Carpenter, Tracy Rowell, Lena Hughes, the great band that we have, David Carpenter on lead guitar, Justin Pearson on drums, Larry Pearson on bass, and the great Mark Daniels on keyboards, and one of our musicians missing this morning, Khaki White. We miss you when you're not here. And then I should also say, the others who are in the auditorium today, we have our tech support team. We couldn't do this without them. Beth Bruton on media and video, and Jonathan Seal, our sound technician, and Will Moody, our cameraman who's live streaming. And Pastor Steve Osborne is our director today. You'll be hearing from him a little bit later. Thank you, team. Y'all may step down. I want to speak to those of you watching at home. Everything has changed since 1 week ago. You know it. The world has almost stopped. The cover of Time magazine that was just released over the weekend, "When the World Stops," they're referring to, of course, the global pandemic. The big headline in today's local newspaper, the morning news, "Faith Under Test." Churches all over America today are facing that test. But I have good news to share. It's quite different for me, and I'm sure for all of you. For 34 years, every Sunday morning, I have the privilege of being right here, and several hundred of you are with me. I'm able to look at you and tell who's getting sleepy and who nods off. I can't do that this morning, so I'm trusting you at home to stay awake. I'm sure you have your coffee there, but we are not able to join hands together today, but we are joining hearts. Just 1 week ago, our auditorium was filled with people, and we had 20 new members join the church. My, how things can change in just a week because of coronavirus. And I want to talk to you about that today. We are under a storm. It's a global storm. There is darkness covering the planet. We've seen things like this before, but we do get instruction from God's word on what to do and how to live our life till the storm passes over. Today, there is no coffee brewing in our lobby. No baristas to serve you water and coffee. No babies in the nursery. No kids in kids' church. No teenagers in the youth center. And no congregation here live. And the way we live our lives has been radically changed. More than 75 million Americans this morning have been told not to leave home. They're to shelter in place. New phrases that are now common that we've never used before, like social distancing, self-quarantine. We saw it in the last few days. The stock market has plunged, and we have lost nearly 4 years of gains in just a few days. People are being laid off work. Just this past week, over 300,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits. And one expert who tracks this says that if this continues, we're looking at perhaps 20% unemployment in our nation. People are not going to work. They are working from home if they can. Schools all over the country have been canceled, and teachers and students are now in e-learning mode. Universities have canceled their classes, and we have two university students connected to our church family. Both of them were told that their universities in other states pack up everything in your dorm room and move back home. That's the state of our nation. Sports stadiums and arenas are empty. March Madness has been canceled. Concerts, country, gospel, rock, church services of every size, larger than 50 people, and in some cases, crowds of 10 or more maximum. All of this has been canceled. And this is how it has affected our life right here now at Abundant Life here in Florence and at your house. The doors of churches all over America today are locked to keep people out. We pray that this will be very temporary. Grocery shelves are empty. You've been and you've seen. No meats, no paper products, no toilet paper, bread, milk, eggs. The staples have now disappeared from our grocery shelves. You can't find bread. And in public places all over the nation and all over the world, where normally there would be thousands or tens of thousands of people at any given hour, like Times Square in New York, nobody is walking on the streets. Construction crews have had to leave the work site until this pandemic recedes. Even courtrooms all over America have closed down the criminal justice system, and those who are waiting for justice have to wait a little longer. Courtrooms are empty. Many years ago, Bill Gaither wrote a song. It's a great song. It's called "The King is Coming." The words to the first verse sound like news coverage this week. The words are these: the marketplace is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labor in the courtroom. No debate. Work on earth has been suspended as the king comes through the gate. We have been through storms before, but every time there is a storm like this one, the king arrives on the scene. He is always a very present help in times of trouble. And I want to talk to you for just a few minutes this morning of what we can do till the storm passes over. Now, I've just read you some bad news, and if you're watching media, you will not miss the bad news. The truth is, the bad news is very bad. But the good news is better than the bad news is bad. Imagine the storm that came out of nowhere when the disciples went on a boat on a sea. It was hurricane force winds, and even with all their effort, it was like toiling and rowing against the wind. The Bible says the winds were contrary to them, and they feared that they would die that day. But Jesus was on board, and all it took was for him to walk into the presence of those fearful disciples and speak the word peace. And always when storms are brewing in our nation, in our lives, in your home, Jesus shows up and speaks peace. Now, imagine this right there in your home right now. I know what you're dealing with in your house. Same thing we're dealing with at my house. It's easy to be anxious. It's easy to consider worst case scenarios. It's easy to lose hope if you don't know the Lord. But imagine right there at your house, filled with burden and worry and concerns and anxiety. Just imagine right there at your house if Jesus walked into the room where you are right now. Imagine the immediate calm and the rush of peace that would flood over you. I'm saying to you at home, Jesus is walking into the room where you are right now. The good news is so good, and this is what we must understand till the storm passes over. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." One thing that's more dangerous, more lethal than the virus is the paralyzing spirit of fear if it is left unchecked. The Bible says that in the last days, men's hearts would fail them, not because of virus, but because of fear. We're on the brink of unprecedented fear in our nation, but it is not given to us from God. Fear is our enemy, and we've seen it before. So I pray for every member of our church family and all of you who are worshiping from home with us this morning. Put fear in its place and take this word as a word from God. The spirit of fear that's trying to choke you with a stranglehold did not come from God. It doesn't belong to us as his people. What he's given us is power and love and a sound mind. The Amplified Bible says sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. So put the spirit of fear under your feet. That's where it belongs. Now, our enemy is not imaginary. Just invisible. And fear renders us easy prey for an invisible enemy. The medical professionals, the government authorities are dealing with the invisible enemy of the coronavirus. We, the people of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, are dealing with an invisible enemy, the spirit of fear. But we are told what to do till the storm passes by. Now look how crippling fear is, and look where it came from. Look back to the Garden of Eden. as soon as Adam and Eve sinned. The first effect of sin was fear. In Genesis 3:10, Adam said to God, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid and hid myself." That's where we are as a culture right now. We are afraid and in hiding if we don't know what to do till the storm passes over. Now, I'm pragmatic. I'm always an optimist. Also a realist when I have to be. We made a decision early in the week to change the way we do service this Sunday because the health authorities and the government officials gave us those guidelines. We believe in submitting to the authorities God has established in our country and in our lives. We believe in being cautious and taking every precaution and being wise. You see these hands? I have washed them more this week than I have ever in my life. That's good. But let's stop short of caving in and cowering down to the spirit of fear that would choke all hope out of your life. We will live and we will survive this. Now, there is a darkness covering the earth, but the brightest light shining will be the church. This is an opportunity. I was excited about this today. We've never done it like this before, but I was more serious about the word of the Lord that I needed for my life and that our people need as they worship from home today than I usually am. It is a challenge, but the church will rise to the challenge and the church will shine. Somebody at home just said amen. I can hear you out there. And somebody else at home should say amen. The church is the brightest force on the planet right now. And as the world gets darker and darker and darker, the church will shine brighter and brighter and brighter. This can be our finest hour. No people group on earth is more prepared and more qualified to deal with an invisible enemy than the church. Our enemy has always been invisible. And we're more prepared and more qualified than anybody to deal with an invisible enemy because we've been practicing on the devil our entire life. An invisible enemy is nothing new to the church. We are prepared for this. There's something to be said for preparation. I want to share an intimate story. Yesterday made 6 months since my wife's father passed away. He moved into our home last June because he could no longer live by himself. At age 86, practically blind, weak, and unable to get up and walk without help. And for the last 4 months of his life, he lived with us in our home, and we took care of him around the clock. And then after 4 months of him living with us and hospice being in and out of our home, we knew he was close to death. And in fact, on that Saturday evening when he passed away in September, after living with us for 4 months, Brenda and I were at his bedside in our home, and we knew he was drawing his last few breaths on earth. And I looked at Brenda while her father was on his deathbed there with us. And I said to Brenda, "We are as prepared for this moment as we can possibly be." We had had 4 months to love him, to take care of him, to enjoy being with him. And now when he's drawing his final breaths, it was not a total shock to us. In fact, we were expecting it. We are as prepared for this moment as we can possibly be. Listen, church, we can handle this. We don't have to give up hope, and we don't have to opt for plan B. We've always known who to call on when we're in trouble. And we've been practicing ever since we were born again for moments like this, when the world is dark and there's a great opportunity for the church to be a shining light. Listen to me, church. There's something to be said for preparation. God has prepared us for this, and we are as prepared for this moment as we can possibly be. Now, here is why. It's because we, the church, the body of Christ, has been given weapons to fight an invisible enemy. Let's take a fresh look at Ephesians 6, beginning at verse 10, as we're instructed to put on the whole armor of God. A final word: be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen. They are invisible. The unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world. Oh, the world is dark. The church is shining right now. And against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor. This is our instructions till the storm passes over. Put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. And then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground. Putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all who believe. Now that is our instruction as to how we will behave and live and survive and thrive till the storm passes by. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of things that have ministered to me this week. It is the go-to chapter when we're in trouble, when there's a threat, even a threat of our very lives, when we need shelter and protection. We go to Psalm 91. Let's listen to this again. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor. and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 are dying around you. I believe on the news this morning, over 27,000 coronavirus confirmed cases in our nation. Already the death count over 300. But the word of the Lord says, though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. And they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, he said, I will answer. He said, I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. What rich promises from God's word at a time like this. And there's that word shield. It's part of our armor we just talked about. And when I think of the shield God has provided for me and for all of you as his people, my mind has an imagery that is something like a shield that is a panoramic umbrella. We are well covered, and no enemy can bust the bubble of God's promises of protection over our life. We are shielded by the armor of God, and we are covered by the precious promises of his protection we find in Psalm 91. I have gone to Psalm 91 several times this week because there is a threat to us, to our families, to the people we love, to our friends, to our church family. All of us, we are under a threat, and it may get worse before it gets better. But we are prepared for this. We do our best warfare against an enemy we cannot see. And it's bad news for him. I want to share also a video as I close. I'll come back in just a minute. So don't leave the room where you are, but allow this video to minister to you like it has to me this past week.
This is a great Mosey Lister classic. It lives and it deserves to live. Listen.
In the dark of the midnight, have I hid my face while the storms howl above me and there's no hiding place near the crash of the thunder? Precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky.
How many times Satan whispered, there is no use to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by, but I know Thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storms never darken the skies.
Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds
passes by. That has really blessed me this week, and we're going to get through this storm together. I'm going to ask Pastor Steve to come in just a minute. He has a blessing, a prophetic benediction for all of you who are worshiping from home this morning, and also to bless us with a prayer as we dismiss. But let me mention something that's very important to all of our faithful members, and that is giving and tithe and offering. We have no ushers here today, we do have options for those of you as you continue to be faithful in the giving of tithe and offerings. Let me mention just three of them to you. First of all, you can mail your check, your tithe and offering, to our church address, our post office box, 2244 in Florence, and the zip is 29503. Some of you have already done that, and thank you for remembering to be faithful. We have pastors in other nations, missionaries all over the world that are expecting God to continue to bless our church because we are a blessing to them in their nations. And then the second way to give is online. Many of you have been doing this for quite a while. If you'd like to give online, just visit our website. It's alcflorence.com and click on the donate button. It's easy and it's safe. And then the third is this. If you'd like to bring your offering by the church, even if no one is here, you can come 24 hours a day, and there is a depository box. It's a drop box that's located just outside the office entrance of our church, and your offering will be safe and secure there. And again, thank you for your faithfulness, even during this time. I'll mention just one announcement today because the truth is we don't really know what the next week holds. We don't know what next week holds, but we know who holds next week. So we will get through it. But as far as I know now, we will have service here like we are today, and you worshiping from home, unless they lift those guidelines. That's our plan for next Sunday, is to worship from home like we are today. But next Sunday afternoon, from 2 until 3 o'clock, there will be drive-through prayer offered in our parking lot for all of our church families. And by then, many of you will be wanting to find yourself on our church campus. And so we will have ushers in the parking lot. Also, Ruthie Hancock and our prayer team of intercessors will be available in teams. And as you drive onto the parking lot, between 2 and 3 next Sunday afternoon, the ushers will direct you to a prayer line. You don't have to get out of your car. Stay in your car, and a prayer team will minister to any needs you have, and we want to stay connected with you. In fact, I believe during this crisis, and it is temporary, but until this storm passes over, God is going to give us creative, fresh, new ways to stay connected with one another. Don't disconnect, reconnect, and stay connected to the body of Christ. That's critical during this time. Thank you for worshiping from home with us today. I do understand that our tech people here tell us that the internet was an issue early on. I think we've worked that out. But the truth is, about every church in the nation is on Facebook live streaming this morning. And if anything could break the internet, it's the church when we all get together and put a strain and a drain on the technology and the internet. But thank you for holding in there. Pastor Steve Osborne, the world's greatest pastor, I always say.
That's it.
Please come and bless our people and dismiss in prayer.
Well, you're back online now, and you're live with us here at Abundant Life, so thank you for hanging in there. Thank you for being with us today. And just before we close, listen, I know we blacked out and came back on, and we're blotchy, but you can hear us. The word is this: the Lord long before we saw, and he's speaking right now. In Psalms 84:12, it says, Lord Almighty. It's like, God Almighty, how happy are those who trust in you. So let me pray. Father, today we put our trust in you, knowing that you are our protector and you are our glorious King, Lord. And you're looking over us and you're watching over us. Lord, you're protecting us and you're providing for us. Lord, I speak to any fear that's trying to attach itself to our people and to this nation, and I break it off, Lord, and I speak faith. The faith, Lord, in you that we are listening and that you are speaking. And Father, I know that you have surrounded us by a great cloud of witnesses that are watching over us. And Lord, you have released angels out on our behalf to take care of us. So Lord, I thank you right now that peace has entered the homes of everyone that's listening, even as Pastor Carl spoke of, till the storm passes over, Lord, and it will pass over. It will be a former thing, Lord. And we know it and we declare it. But as we walk through it, Lord, we walk through it with a shield round about us and with our heads held high and our light shining bright, Lord, because we know we shine the brightest when the world's the darkest. And we give you glory, Lord, even during this time, because you're a good God. And you have not forsaken your people. The truth is, Lord, you cannot forsake your people, because you said, I will never leave you and I'll never forsake you. So we hold on to you, Lord, as tight as we can, knowing, Lord, that you have us in the palm of your hand. And we give you glory today for being a good God. And Lord, I bless the people of Abundant Life Church our family and our friends who are connected to us here in our city and in the United States and around the world, Father. I proclaim victory in their lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.